From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Isabel Lohman. Missouri's low-income housing tax credit program has been dormant for nearly 2 years. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, Governor Mike Parson did not close the door to restart the incentive in the near future.
During a St. Louis Public Radio interview last year, Parson was asked if he'd push to restart the housing tax credit for the poor, disabled, and elderly if the legislature didn't change the program.
If there's nothing done by the end of the session, you're not going to restart the program.
That's correct.
The legislature did not make changes to the tax credit during the 2019 session, but Parson is facing pressure to direct his Missouri Housing Development Commission appointees to restart the incentive. Asked on Thursday in St. Louis about his plans, Parson said this.
The legislators had an opportunity last year to try to get things going, so we're going to see how we move forward, but we're going to move forward in some capacity.
Then Governor Eric Greitens engineered the freeze to the low-income housing tax credit program in 2017. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri Gaming Commission has received 84 complaints about possibly illegal slot machines and other gaming devices that are spreading across the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the complaints have identified at least 200 potentially illegal machines in stores and fraternal organizations this year. Gaming officials say the machines have diverted an estimated $50 million from the Missouri Lottery, and some business owners and casinos complain they are losing money to the machines. The spread of unregulated video gaming machines will be the subject of an October 10th public hearing at the state capitol. A public debate over racial equity in the schools took a personal turn this week as Columbia Public School Chief Equity Officer Carla London sought protective orders against the president of Race Matters Friends, the Columbia Missourian reports. In papers filed Monday, London asked for a court-ordered protection for herself and her children against Tracy Wilson Kleekamp, a vocal critic of the school district who has called for London's resignation. London alleges that Wilson Kleekamp is stalking and harassing London and her children on social media. Judge Kimberly Shaw denied London's request for an immediate emergency order, but scheduled an October 7th hearing on the case. Wilson Kleekamp said she has filed a motion to dismiss London's request. Missouri Governor Mike Parson received a petition with around 70,000 signatures asking him to stop the execution of Russell Bucklew. Bucklew's advocates say it would be cruel and unusual punishment. He has a rare medical condition where tumors grow in his head, neck, and throat. Medical professionals say these could burst, causing him to choke on his own blood. Bucklew requested death by gas instead of lethal injection. The case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Attorney General Eric Schmidt argued against that request.
United States Supreme Court said that he's not entitled to any kind of different execution than anybody else would be, and so that execution is set to be carried out on October 1st.
In a statement, the governor's office said in part, quote, each case of capital punishment will be thoroughly reviewed before any decision for pardon or clemency is made. I'm Isabel Lohman, KBIA News.